This is KERA News. I'm Courtney Collins. Why is getting a thorough count of the homeless population so important? And what's at stake if that doesn't happen? The annual count is happening in North Texas later this month, and the process gets a little more advanced each year. Homeless counts happen across Texas and the country every year during the last week in January. That's strategic, the thought being that on a cold January night, people who have a sheltered place to sleep will be there, meaning everyone who remains on the street likely has nowhere else to go. On January 23rd, volunteers in Dallas and Collin counties will tally what's known as unsheltered homeless. And Diana Romanoli with the Metro Dallas Homeless Alliance says they've got to make that count, well, count.
They're out there. So if we don't see them January 23rd, we may see them April 14th, and we still need to take care of them.
Federal funding from the Department of Housing and Urban Development is influenced by the annual homeless count, meaning if volunteers miss too many unsheltered homeless, they're leaving money on the table. That's one reason why David Gruber with the Metro Dallas Homeless Alliance says they need a lot of volunteers out counting.
It is much easier to get the job done when we have about 1,500 volunteers. Once upon a time we had 500, once upon a time we had 750, then we had 1,000. We have kind of found that the sweet spot is around 1,500.
Volunteer signups have been slower than usual this year, so MDHA is looking for more people to get involved. Dallas has been doing this since before HUD required it. The first homeless count in Dallas happened back in 2003. Things have changed quite a bit since then, especially the technology. Volunteers used to carry paper and pencil and write out all the answers to homeless count questions.
There would be these long legal-sized pages, because there's like 17 questions or something. So it's like legal-sized pages, and you have to be like in the dark with a flashlight figuring that out.
When the volunteers brought that mountain of paper back at the end of the count, it would all have to be transcribed into a database, entry by entry. Starting in 2017, the Metro Dallas Homeless Alliance said enough's enough and started using an app. Now data is collected and preserved in real time, which Gruber says cuts down on errors. And better still,
once everybody's done counting, we can then sort by question, and we can query inside the app, okay, who's a veteran, right? Give us all the veterans.
Which helps connect people with services they may not have known they qualified for. The app also records the latitude and longitude where a homeless person was interviewed, which helps nonprofits find that person again. This year's homeless count will cover more ground than ever before, including the suburbs. Teams from Mesquite and Richardson will organize meticulous efforts in those communities, areas that didn't have many volunteers in years past. Diana Romanoli says asking questions on homeless count night, like, where are you sleeping, or are you a veteran, is just part of the process. Making a connection is equally important.
What we ask our folks that are going up for the count is to have a conversation. Don't kind of go through 17 questions, you know, just rattling them off. Develop a relationship, talk to them.
Romanoli says the vast majority of homeless in any given city or town are from that city or town.
They don't want to be invisible and they don't want to be nameless. They want to be part of our community.
Which is why she says a homeless count cannot simply be a tally of people on the street on January 23rd. It has to be a unified, impassioned effort to make sure that every person out in the cold that night is both counted and cared for. I'm Courtney Collins in Dallas.